أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we gear towards the end of this month of Ramadan and we say farewell to the blessings which God has put within this blessed month, we realize that there's still a bit of time left if we haven't been successful in gaining proximity to God to spend in these last few days in prayer and worship and contemplation. Today in our series of Living the Quran Through the Living Quran, we want to look at one of the greatest problems of our society in our modern age. Although this has always been a problem and it's always been a prohibition, however, we see that with the passing of time and the bringing forth of new technologies, that this sin has become more and more common, and it really has engulfed the entire world. And there's very few places where you can go to be away from this sin, and that is the sin of music. Now, obviously, many people will think, well, is music really a sin? Is it really all that bad? It has a lot of positive effects, or so-called positive effects for it. Before we go into review the verse of the Quran and the understanding of our scholars, let us listen to the verse that we want to reflect upon today and then come back and deliberate upon it a bit to better understand what God wants from us in terms of entertainment and what is permissible and what is impermissible.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
On the other hand, there are some people who follow ways of causing diversion from guidance, with the result that they, in their ignorance, lead people astray from Allah's path and treat Allah's path as something of least importance. A humiliating punishment awaits such people. Now it's true in this verse of the Quran from chapter number 31, verse number 6, that God does not use the term music. Nor does God say in this verse that music is prohibited. In fact, people may ask, especially the young men and women, well, where in the Quran does it say that music is prohibited? And you know what? They're right to an extent that Quran does not speak about music specifically with that word. The Quran never says that music is not allowed to listen to. But we realize as Muslims that not everything that we need is specifically directly mentioned in the Quran in so many words. Sometimes we need to read the verses of the Quran in the Arabic and to look at the commentaries and the dictionaries of how terms are defined to better understand our obligations and our responsibilities to God. Music is one of those phenomenons that the Quran doesn't use the term music or any of its Arabic equivalents, we can say, to prohibit it. But without a doubt, there is strong evidence from the verses of the Quran, including the one that we're looking at today, and other verses, and from the traditions of the Prophet and his infallible family, to guide us to the conclusion that a vast majority of the music that is out there today is prohibited. Now, the reason why I say a vast majority is because our scholars, and I would recommend each and every one of our viewers to contact the marja, the scholar that they follow, to ensure that you are following the correct rulings that you are obligated to follow in your life. But a good number of the scholars do define music as being two different categories. They tell us that the most common, and obviously which is impermissible, is that music which is obviously impermissible. And they define it as music which A, is suitable for gatherings, events of where sin and evil and debauchery take place. And they also give it a further criteria that it rouses or it brings about a movement or a change within a person's character which would arouse the feelings of sexuality. And for many or most styles of music, or maybe most of them actually, we could say that this would be a correct definition and would render a majority of the music out there today to be impermissible. Obviously, I don't want to give names of musicians or even genres of music, but each and every person knows what they listen to. If they are listening to any form of music, they know where that style of music can be heard. If it's heard in a nightclub, if it's heard in a bar, if it's heard and it's played in places where people dance and where, you know, the genders are freely mixing. They basically know, and those who listen to such music know that that form of music is impermissible. But as we mentioned, the scholars do have a narrow window of permissibility, and they say that there are certain styles, certain types of music which are permissible. Again, we don't want to define names or styles or genres. Everybody can do their own independent research and investigation and come up to the conclusion. But our point here is this, that when we look at this verse of the Quran, we see that one of the reasons, or one of the tools rather, that Satan uses and why he uses it is that he uses music. And why does he use it? It is to dissuade people, to divert people from the remembrance of God. Obviously, people may say, well, there are multiple things that can divert us. Are they all impermissible? Sports, for example, people may get caught up watching a game which would take 2, 3, 4, 5 hours to watch on television. Is that impermissible? People may say, well, I can go to a movie at the theater and spend 3 hours and forget God. Is that also impermissible? Many things people may substitute and say, well, this also falls into that category. Well, really, the answer is that if it's going to distract you completely from the remembrance of God, then yes, that thing could be impermissible at a secondary level. Sports in and of itself is not a problem. But if somebody were to spend 8, 9, 10 hours engaged in playing or watching sports, and they miss their obligations, then yes, that act becomes impermissible. But here we're not looking at that. We're looking at music as a phenomenon. The Quran, in other verses, God tells us where he quotes the Satan, he quotes the devil. And the devil says that I will use the voice to attract people. And commentators mention that that voice of Satan is music. And again, there's a long, lengthy history behind where we believe music came from. I don't want to go into that. But one point is obviously to mention that if you want to know what is permissible and impermissible, definitely refer to your religious scholar that you follow and look at what his definition is of the permissible music. Number two is that, as God tells us, that much of this music out there is to divert people from the remembrance of God. And if you look at the lyrics of most of the music made today and made over, you know, hundreds of years, it's not about God. It's not about remembrance of God. It's about living a free life, a carefree life. It's about alcohol. It's about drugs. It's about illicit sexual relationships. It's about violence. It's about, killing one another. It's about even devil worship to an extent, some styles and some, types of music. All of this obviously is a distraction. It does detract us from God, from our greater purpose as human beings. And as this verse of the Quran shows us, that there are people who use frivolous talk, which again is music, which we define as music, as the commentators define it as in this verse, to keep people away from the remembrance of God. And so as we close in this month of Ramadan, let us try and make our utmost best to first of all realize what is permissible and impermissible. Let us do our best to keep away from the impermissible. Let us try to fill our days with positive messages, whether that be through positive styles of music which are allowed, whether that be through recitation and listen to the Quran, supplications, religious lectures, poetry, anything which would keep us in the remembrance of God and draw us closer to God. But let us do our best that not only in the month of Ramadan, but even once we complete this month, that we keep away from all such prohibitions which have a direct impact on our soul and obviously on our life in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.